This bill would prohibit most robots and drones from being mounted with things like guns and flamethrowers. Assemblymember Clyde Vanell sponsored the bill and says that is a no-brainer.
This is crazy. This has to be against the law. And I looked within our state and I saw that it is not.
And at least for the time being, owning a flame-throwing robot dog remains legal in New York. Last week, Vanell's bill failed to get scheduled for even a committee vote in the state legislature session. He said lawmakers were too focused on the late state budget. Meanwhile, there are also similar bills to ban weaponized robots in the Massachusetts and California state houses. ProFlame, the company that makes that flame-throwing robot dog, declined an interview request but sent a written statement saying flamethrowers are tools, not weapons, and any bill banning this machine would be redundant. Any offensive use of any object, robotic or otherwise, against another person is already illegal, the statement read. If someone weaponizes a robot to harm someone, we do not need a new law. We need a prosecutor willing to use the ones that already exist. Still, some of the best-known robotics companies have now signed this open letter, urging that general-purpose robots should not be weaponized. Among them, Boston Dynamics, the company known for social media videos showing robotic feats of strength and agility. Last week, the Massachusetts House passed its bill banning weaponized robots, but that bill would still need to pass the state's Senate. In California, Governor Newsom vetoed a prior bill banning weaponized robots. He argued the bill could have prevented police robots from using less than lethal force.